Tough week for the forces of good. The great one, the anointed leader who would bring the world back into the light by leading his minions into the cavern of the lizard people, the Capitol building, instead drove home to watch the show on the television in his bunker. His troops scaled the battlements, broke down doors, and penetrated the halls of darkness, only to find, well, nobody had a plan. Not the Capitol Police, and certainly not them. So much winning. And worse, the Twitter feed of their anointed one was cut off at the neck. The president was banned from sending messages to his minions. What does this mean? The confused followers wondered. Some said the riots were the work of fake flag-bearing Antifa soldiers, pretending to be the followers of the God King, but actually the foot soldiers of the Satanist pedophiles who feigned fear in the chambers of the evil, their goal to ultimately humiliate the president and delay the storm, that day of reckoning when the deep state traitors are finally brought to their deserved deserts. Trump had promised to reveal the truth of the election frauds. Not that his people needed proof. What they needed was a plan. They needed him to mount his steed and ascend the steps in front of their angry legions. They needed a hero. They needed encouraging tweets. Once inside the bastions of iniquity, nobody knew what to do. Oh, sure, they stole a lectern and sat in Nancy I.E. Children Pelosi's desk. They scribbled some encouraging graffiti on the walls and busted up some furniture, strewed some file cabinet evidence of crimes against nature committed by the enemy, pretending to cower in congressional chambers. But what to do next? Did they miss the secret message? Did Donald give them a clue that they just didn't decipher? Or, whoa, was this actually part of the plan? Was this a ruse to make the evildoers rise up and try once more to impeach their savior? Ho, ho, wouldn't that create a backlash out in the backwash? The lizard people might just have overplayed their hand. The storm was coming after all. Inauguration day might just be the promised reckoning. The imposter Biden would be revealed for the cannibal fraud he is, the socialist menace, the sick pederast who, once the truth was known, would be the one who would be stepping down. Trump would ascend the podium. Trump would be president another term, possibly more. That must be the plan. The storm was coming, and the storm was coming soon. Bet your sweet tweet on that.